Well, it's called an SBA loan, but that's a misnomer, according to Gil Colon, deputy director of the SBA's North Florida district.
SBA does not do any direct lending whatsoever. Zero.
What the agency does, Colon says, is make it easier for small businesses to get private loans by guaranteeing that the bulk of the money will be paid back.
The loans can be for anything. It could be for equipment. It could be for facilities. It could be for supplies. It could be for working capital. So a lender is available to do that, but a guarantee moves them even closer to making a loan.
Colon says a company that applies for an SBA-guaranteed loan typically has to submit a business plan and document its history, something Brown's family business, CoWealth, did when proposing to buy and renovate a building on Commonwealth Avenue and turn it into a barbecue sauce production plant.
We will be looking for the character of the business or the individual. The management expertise, their commitment to success, the money that they are requesting, will they have enough to run the business, to make a profit, and repay the loan?
Once the guaranteed loan is approved, as Brown's was by New Orleans-based Biz Capital, the borrower will either get the money in a lump sum or be required to draw down the loan bit by submitting invoices.
In other words, the bank has agreed with the total amount of loan, but they want to provide you the money on an incremental basis.
That's the process Katrina Brown and Councilman Reggie Brown are accused of exploiting, with bonus invoices from fake companies that listed Reggie Brown as their CEO. The two have been indicted on dozens of federal charges stemming from the alleged scheme and were removed from office by Governor Rick Scott, who will appoint their replacements. Each of the Browns is free on $50,000 bond. Their arraignment hearing is scheduled for Thursday, June 14th. Sid Hoskinson, 89.9 WJCT News.